Una vez más, gracias a todos que están en línea esta noche. We want to thank everybody who is on the call tonight. And we're going to go ahead and begin our theme. What are we talking about tonight? ¿De qué estamos hablando esta noche? La tema esta noche, jueves, siempre es evangelismo. Every Thursday night, our theme has been evangelism. And I am sorry, but the Vic's a little bit dry today. Took a little drink of water. Perdón, por favor, perdónenme, tomé otro traguito de agua esta noche. Pero la tema es evangelismo. The theme is evangelism. And the truth of the matter, thank you, Jesus. I'm feeling the anointing already. Boy, why don't we just pray right now and thank God for what's taking place and for the anointing and the blessing that we need tonight. Vamos a orar ahorita, dándole gracias al Señor por el ungimiento y la bendición que ya sentimos. Señor Jesús, gracias por su ungimiento. Gracias por su toque, por su bendición que necesitamos esta noche. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your anointing that we're feeling, for your blessing, for your touch that we're feeling already, Lord God, because we need it just to do what we're doing tonight. Necesitamos su bendición, su toque esta noche, Señor Jesús, para poder ser lo que estamos haciendo esta noche. En su nombre de Jesús se lo pedimos. In your holy name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Everyone said amen. No vamos a poder hacer la obra de evangelismo, hermanos, si no tenemos el poder que recibimos en la oración. We're not going to be able to accomplish the great things in evangelism if we don't receive the power that we receive through prayer. In other words, without prayer, there's no gas in the tank. Sin la oración, no hay gasolina en el tanque, hermanos. Y espero que no suena desrespetuoso diciéndole esto. And I hope I don't sound disrespectful in saying that. We're going to go ahead and talk about what happened last night. Vamos a hablar de lo que pasó anoche con el pastor Clark y el mensaje poderoso que habló el pastor anoche. We're going to talk about the powerful message that Pastor Clark preached last night regarding prayer. Specifically, teach us to pray. Específicamente, el mensaje del pastor fue, enséñenos cómo orar. Praise God. And let's go ahead and reference the scripture that he read. We're going to go ahead and read that scripture one more time. Vamos a leer la escritura que leo nuestro pastor del libro de Lucas, capítulo 11, versículo 1. Luke, chapter 11, verse 1. Verse 1, versículo 1 dice lee de esta manera. Aconteció que estaba Jesús orando en un lugar. And it came to pass that as he, Jesus, was praying in a certain place, uno de sus discípulos le dijo, when he stopped praying, one of his disciples said unto him, Señor, enséñanos a orar. Lord, teach us to pray. Como también Juan enseñó a sus discípulos. As John also taught his disciples. But of course, the focus here is, Lord, teach us to pray. Señor, enséñanos a orar. ¿Cómo a orar? And that's what Pastor Clark preached on last night and taught on last night. De eso predicó el Pastor Clark anoche. Y de eso enseñó el Pastor Clark anoche. Enséñanos cómo orar. Teach us how to pray. You know, I think most of us feel like we have a little bit of an understanding on prayer. On how to pray. Yo siento que muchos de nosotros tenemos un entendimiento de la oración y qué es la oración y cómo orar, cómo debíamos de orar. Just this morning, today, as I was praying, esta mañana cuando yo estaba orando, estaba pensando en esto, and I thought, you know, I have an idea of how to pray. I think I know how to pray. Yo empecé a pensar en mí mismo, yo sé cómo orar, yo siento que yo sí sé cómo orar. But just as the thought came to my mind, I corrected myself. Lord, teach me how to pray. Even if I feel like I have a certain level of understanding about prayer, Lord, I need you to take me into a deeper place in prayer. I hope you feel that anointing that I'm feeling right now just in saying that. Cuando yo dije esas palabras, Señor, yo siento que yo sí tengo un entendimiento de la oración. Inmediatamente yo recibí un entendimiento nuevo. Señor, aunque yo sé cómo orar, yo necesito que usted me lleve a un lugar nuevo en la oración. Yo necesito que usted me lleve a un lugar más profundo, más hondo, más profundo en la oración. Y empecé, y cuando yo dije eso, es cuando yo sentí ese entendimiento, ese ungimiento. Yo necesito, Señor, que usted me lleve a un lugar nuevo. One of the things that I want to focus on that Pastor Clark talked about as he was preaching last night, he said, when you get into prayer and you're praying, God is going to begin to give you certain things, and you need to learn how to reach out and grab those things. Una cosa que dijo el Pastor Clark anoche es que cuando usted entra a la oración y el Señor le empieza a dar ciertas cosas a usted, usted necesita arrebatar a esa cosa que el Señor le da en la oración. Boy, when he said that last night, I just visualized it. Cuando él dijo eso anoche, yo lo visualicé, yo lo pude ver en el ojo de mi mente. In my mind's eye, I was able to see it. But I hope that you were able to see Pastor Clark. Espero que usted pudo ver el Pastor Clark cuando él lo estaba predicando. You know, Pastor Clark, when he's preaching and the anointing comes on, he gets pretty physical. I think you've noticed that. Cuando el ungimiento viene al Pastor Clark, él se pone muy físico. And when he said these words, everybody, I saw him reaching out when he said it. When God gives you certain things in prayer, you need to reach out and grab it. And there last night, he was physically grabbing at the air as he said that statement. El Pastor Clark, cuando él dijo estas palabras anoche, de que cuando el Señor le da algo en la oración, usted necesita arrebatarlo. Y anoche cuando él lo dijo, él físicamente estaba arrebatando el aire. And everybody, that's exactly the attitude that we need to have in prayer. Esa es la actitud que necesitamos tener en la oración, hermanos. Tal como un niño, like a child, imagine a child when you're promising him that you're going to give him something. Imagínese un niño, cuando usted le promete algo, niño, mi hijo, mi hija, le voy a dar algo especial. Son, daughter, I'm going to give you something special. What is the reaction of that child? ¿Qué es la reacción de ese niño? Inmediatamente se pone emocionado. Immediately that child becomes excited. All right, I'm getting some text messages right now. Let me go ahead and read it right now. All right. Let's see, what does it say? Brother Marty just sent in a message. To me, I've always believed in the unseen power of prayer and that God will get the praise for those results. Hermano Marty dice que yo siempre he creído en el poder que no se puede ver, el poder que viene en la oración. Y el Señor siempre va a recibir la alabanza y la gloria por ese resultado. Praise God. Thank you for that, Brother Marty. And going back to this message, this thought. An innocent child, when they know they're going to receive something great, they get excited. Un niño inocente, cuando ellos saben que van a recibir algo, se ponen emocionados, sabiendo que van a recibir algo. That's the attitude that we need to have in prayer. Esa es la actitud que necesitamos tener en la oración, hermanos. Cuando sabemos que el Señor nos va a dar algo en la oración, when we know that the Lord is going to give us something in prayer, we need to have that same attitude and reach out and grab it. Y necesitamos arrebatarlo en la oración, tal como si estamos viendo algo, just as we're seeing something, as if we were seeing something visually appear before us. And even as I say that, I'm going back several years in prayer. Nomás diciendo esto, me estoy recordando de algo que me pasó en la oración hace años. This must have been, I don't know, 6, 7 years ago, 6 o 7 años. I remember I was pacing the front end of that altar back and forth, praying for something very specific. Me recuerdo que yo estaba caminando en el altar y estaba orando por algo muy específico, algo muy preciso en la oración. And all of a sudden, in my prayer, and I won't get into specifics, but it had to do with a family need that I was praying for at that time. Yo me recuerdo que yo estaba orando por algo muy preciso relacionado con una necesidad de mi familia. And as I was praying it, I remember almost seeing it in front of me. It was almost like there was a tree with low-hanging fruit. Era como si era un árbol con fruta que se estaba colgando de abajo del árbol. And I felt that I could almost reach up and grab it. Yo sentí como que era como que si yo pudiera alzar mi brazo y arrebatar esa fruta. And immediately, I knew that the Lord was answering that prayer at that moment for that family need. Inmediatamente, yo pude entender que el Señor ya estaba respondiendo a esa oración en ese momento, y yo ya sabía que ya estaba contestado esa oración. I knew for a fact that that prayer was being answered immediately at that moment. I was so confident of that. Yo estaba tenía tanta confianza que el Señor estaba contestando esa oración que me empecé a poner lleno de gozo. That I was so excited about it that I began to be filled with joy, knowing that the Lord just answered it, and I began to praise Him and thank Him for answering it. Yo empecé a alabar al Señor con gozo y con una confianza, sabiendo que el Señor ya la contestó. Well, everybody, I was so full of confidence, y estaba yo tan lleno de confianza, that the very next day, el siguiente día, mi mamá me llamó, my mother Elisa called me to tell me, Victor, you won't believe this. And I said, Mama, try me, I think I will believe it. Mi mamá me dijo, Victor, no me vas a creer lo que te voy a decir ahorita. Y yo pensé, mamá, yo creo que sí te voy a creer, porque el Señor ya me dio la contestación anoche. And Mama proceeded to tell me that she received a phone call that morning from a family member regarding a very specific situation, and that the Lord had answered that need. Mamá me empezó a decir que esa mañana ella recibió una llamada de un miembro de familia, y que ese miembro de familia le empezó a platicar a mamá que una contestación a la oración fue dada a esa persona esa mañana. When I heard it, I was excited. Cuando yo oí de esto de mi mamá, yo estaba muy emocionado, pero no estaba sorprendido. I was excited, but I was not surprised. And I'm being very honest when I say that to you. Why? Because the night before, the Lord let me know, your prayer has been answered. Your supplication has been... I remember the night before, the Lord had told me, your prayer has been answered. La noche anterior, el Señor me dijo, tu oración ya fue contestada. Well, everybody, that takes me to the next thought, and that is this. You may have noticed at the end of the message, Brother Rao, when he came up to close the service, there was something in his voice. There was, yes, an anointing. There was an excitement, but there was something else. It was almost like a burden in his voice. El hermano Rao, cuando él cerró el servicio anoche, hermanos, yo creo que oyeron algo en su voz, un ungimiento, una emoción que estaba allí. All right. We received a message just now from Sister Alina. His presence and much revelation is attainable in prayer. Oftentimes I reach my hands up and grip the air, but really it's not just the air. It's not just the air that I'm getting a hold of. Glory to God. Yes, amen and amen. Amen y amen. Precisamente lo que estamos hablando ahorita. So let me continue with this thought, Brother Rao. When he closed the service, you could feel the anointing. There was a burden in his voice. And one of the things that he said was, our pastor, Pastor Clark, is a man of God, and he's a man of prayer. And we need to continue in carrying this torch of prayer that the pastor is passing on to us. But el hermano Rao dijo que el pastor Clark es un hombre de Dios, un hombre de la oración, y nosotros necesitamos seguir en este espíritu de oración que nuestro pastor nos está dando. No sé si se recuerdan de eso. I don't know if you recall that. But he impacted me so much, Brother Raúl, with his closing remarks. El hermano Raúl me impactó tan grandemente con lo que él dijo anoche that I had to follow him out of the church. Yo lo seguí afuera de la iglesia. And as we stood outside of the church, we began to talk about this. Empezamos a hablar de esto. And we could feel the anointing. I could feel the anointing as he was talking to me. It was still on him. Todavía estaba este ungimiento en el hermano Raúl. Y empezamos a hablar del anciano Paul Price. And with that said, the conversation transferred over to Elder Paul Price, of whom we just had his funeral last Friday. Acabamos de tener el funeral del anciano Paul Price el viernes pasado. Hermanos, y empezamos a realizar que el anciano Paul Price fue un hombre especial. Brother Paul Price was such a special man. And I don't know, those of you who were able to hear him live and in person, yo no sé si varios de ustedes pudieron oír al anciano Paul Price en vivo. But if you heard his voice, there was something that was being carried in the voice of Brother Paul Price. Yes, there was an anointing there. Yes, there was a special touch there. But boy, there was just something special about the spirit of this man. Steve tenía un ungimiento, este hombre de Dios, este siervo de Dios. Había un ungimiento, había el toque del Espíritu Santo, pero había algo especial en el espíritu de este hombre. Y la mejor manera que yo puedo describirlo es esto. The best way that I can describe it is this, everybody. He had developed something special in his spirit. I'm talking about the spirit of the man, Paul Price. Yo estoy hablando del espíritu del hombre de Paul Price. And the only thing that I can think of is that he developed this spirit through prayer. La única cosa que yo puedo describirlo es que este hombre, él recibió algo especial en su espíritu por medio de la oración. Él formó una relación con Jesucristo tan especial que el Señor Jesucristo empezó a brillar brillantemente por medio de este hombre. He developed such a special relationship with Jesus Christ through prayer that Jesus Christ began to shine brightly through this man, through his voice, through his spirit, through his speech, through everything that he said, everything that he did. You saw Jesus. You know, one of the things that we taught, that we heard at the funeral last Friday was that he didn't care how he looked. Maybe in his later years, he wasn't so concerned about his physical appear, his physical attire. Sometimes he wore a black sock on one foot and a white sock on the other foot. He really didn't care. Hair. I know this sounds funny, it sounds silly, but that was not a concern of his anymore. Nos hablaron que en el funeral que este hombre no le importaba cómo aparecía de su apariencia física. A veces tenía un calcetín negro y un calcetín blanco. Él ya no le importaba cómo aparecía. He would actually get on flights and travel back east to address a board meeting. And he didn't care how he looked. What he cared more about is what he was giving them. Hallelujah. Él a veces se tenía que montar en un avión para ir a otro estado para hablar a un grupo de hombres, cosas serias. He had to talk about very serious things. Pero no le importaba cómo le parecía. What he was more concerned about was what he was going to give to these men. I hope you're hearing and feeling what I'm saying tonight. Espero que usted pueda oír lo que estoy dándoles en el espíritu, hermanos, porque eso es precisamente lo que nosotros necesitamos hacer. That is precisely what we need to be, what Paul Price was. The Bible, and I quoted the scripture last time. Paul, the Apostle Paul said, "Follow me as I follow Christ." El apóstol Pablo dijo, "Síganme a mí tal como yo sigo a Jesucristo." Y eso es lo que le iba a decir el apóstol Paul Price, but that's what he was, the apostle Paul Price. And that's exactly what we need to do. I'm going to just, I don't have, I only have about 5 minutes left. Nomás tengo como 5 minutos que me quedan y voy a leer estos puntos que yo puse esta mañana en la oración. This morning in prayer, I made these notes describing Paul Price. He was a special man, un hombre especial. He had a special connection with God. Él tuvo una conexión especial con Dios. And he had a special connection with people. Y el resultado fue que él tuvo una conexión especial con la gente. He had a prayer life. Él tuvo una vida en la oración. And he loved Jesus. Él amaba al Señor Jesucristo. Él hablaba con una convicción en su voz. He spoke with a conviction in his voice. Una urgencia grande que él tenía en su espíritu. He had a great urgency that he had in his spirit. Una mente clara. He had a clarity in his mind. And he had a great need to make sure that the listeners received what he was giving to them. Él tenía una necesidad grande para asegurar que la gente recibía lo que él les estaba dando. He was real. Él era verdadero. And the last thought is, he needed to develop a true love for Jesus in the people. Él necesitaba crecer un amor verdadero para Jesús en la gente. And that is the truth. I remember him preaching as he preached. Many times as he's preaching, it would be interlaced with I love Jesus. Oh, I want you to fall in love with Jesus. Yo amo a Jesús y yo necesito que usted ame, que usted tenga un amor profundo para el Señor Jesucristo también. Praise God. Gloria a Dios. And the last thought that I have here, everybody, el último pensamiento que yo tengo aquí, hermanos, es esto. We need to be as excited about meeting God in prayer as He is as excited in meeting us. One more time. We need to be as excited about meeting God in prayer as He is as excited at meeting us. Necesitamos estar tan emocionados de tocar el Señor, de juntarnos con el Señor en la oración, tal como Él está emocionado en juntarnos con nosotros en la oración. This thought came to me in prayer this morning. Este pensamiento me vino a mi mente en la oración esta mente. Yo siento que muchas veces nos acostumbramos de ir a la oración, hacer nuestra oración de 15, 20, 30 minutos, y con eso ya terminamos. I feel that sometimes we become so accustomed to going into prayer for our 15, 20, 30-minute prayer session. And when we're done, we're done. But I wonder if the next time we go in prayer, we can go in with that thought. Yo pienso, la siguiente vez que entramos a la oración, hermanos, ¿podíamos entrar con esa oración, con ese pensamiento? Señor, ustedes, yo quiero estar tan emocionado, Señor Jesús, de que yo me voy a juntar con usted tal como usted está emocionado en juntarse conmigo. The thought being, Lord, I want to be as excited about meeting you in prayer as you are excited about meeting me. Think about that. Just as that story I told you about had happened to me several years ago. The Lord let me know, Victor, your prayer has been answered. Tal como el Señor me dijo en la oración hace varios años, en la oración, Victor, tu oración ya está contestada. And I was so sure about it. Yo estaba tan seguro de ello que yo empecé a llenarme de gozo. I began to be filled with joy to know that he answered that prayer. Well, everybody, if we could go in with that faith and with that confidence, what is the Lord going to do in prayer? Si podemos entrar con esa misma confianza, esa fe y arabashatai, ¿qué va a ser el Señor en la oración? Hallelujah. And with that said, my time is up. Con eso dicho, mi tiempo ya se terminó. I'm sorry to end so abruptly, but we're at the 30-minute mark. Yo ya tengo que terminar. Let's end with that note. Teach us to pray. Señor, enséñame cómo orar con esa fe que usted quiere contestar mi oración. Teach us to pray, Lord, with that confidence, knowing that you want to answer our prayer. Praise God. With that said, everybody, I want to remind everybody, we will be meeting this Saturday at 11 a.m. for our street service, evangelism street service on the corner of 4th and Grove. Y vamos a estar juntándonos a las 11 de la mañana, este sábado a las 11 de la mañana, para nuestro servicio de evangelismo. Que Dios me los bendiga a todos en el nombre de Jesús. God bless all of you in the name of Jesus. Praise God. Praise God. God bless you all. Amen. Dios lo bendiga a todos.